Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
It's more expensive to buy a car than ever. Mm-hmm. And the credit card debt is almost $1 trillion. So $575 is the average car payment for a new car. $430 is the average payment for a used car. Talked about credit card debt, all-time highs. And the average interest rate for a credit card is 20% interest.
That's what?
So How is this impactful for the economy?
I think going to the political landscape, I know they keep reporting that the job market is doing well. Going back to your ICE analogy, I don't feel that and see that. Like in the threads that I'm in, not on threads, but like in Instagram and in Telegram, like there's a great portion of people who just don't even want to work because they're like, what's the point of working my entire life? Like even if we talk about a 401k is not going to give you the same kind of gains if you invested for yourself because there's throttling inside of the system. I get that. I think most people are feeling, especially in this generation, are feeling a little bit hopeless, especially with like mortgages going up. The rental landscape is incredibly high. Credit card debt is like at one of its top levels of all time. As a country, I think we need to do a much better job of like finding safety in this job landscape. So even like, let's take Twitter in a way everyone was fired. I think a lot of people need to be let go because it was bad leadership. But then you can't say to them, well, you can't have a job anywhere else and don't go to Facebook or don't go to Meta because you were over here at Twitter when you violently threw them out. I think as a country, one of our biggest risks is the implosion from the inside that Ray Dalio talks about, is there's just not enough good quality jobs and not enough good quality companies. And that is a big stain on America. Like it's a reason why we only come in here and talk about maybe 12 companies each episode. Most of them are not worth their weight in gold. They're not. Like I'll search high and low, but we're going through a revolutionary change and also an industrial change. And there's just not like a lot of good companies. But as a result, we are not creating a lot of high quality jobs either. Hmm. And it's one of the biggest threats to our GDP. Like our student loan bubble shouldn't like be about to burst and at the highest levels being credit card debt. And then we haven't even talked about on the mortgage side as well. Like the debt bubble, we are in like a bubble of everything right now. And everyone's acting like everything's fine and leadership won't address this. We have to make a change quickly or I'm very fearful. Like people, you guys put it in the comments, like when you go even applying for a job, most people don't even feel like they're going to get a callback or a great interview. Like the disdain for even applying or companies not even having grace to say, hey, it's not a good fit, but maybe I can put you here. Or even when they tell you, hey, we'll keep you in mind, you know that they're not keeping you in mind. Like people have just quit. And also that has led to the entrepreneurship boom as a result, because people have had to create out of desperation or out of need. But one of the biggest mistakes I think our country has made is not securing our job market for our citizens.
Yeah, well, we saw a slowdown in the job report last week, which obviously, when economists are looking at it, it's like, all right, well, inflation's working. So we spoke about some of the jobs, and they're not the best, right? And so we talked about leisure and hospitality, that's going down. We've talked about transportation, that's going down. Warehousing has gone down, but a couple of sectors that have gone up inside the job market: healthcare, up 41,000, social assistance, and construction. So that construction is always encouraging, right? Because that means that real estate is going to be an impact of that. All the companies that are inside of that will work. REITs will increase. So construction is always something that's encouraging because more things are being built. But the problem is if the interest rates are high, who's going to be able to afford to live inside those things?
Absolutely.
So it goes back to that balance of like trying to have a soft landing, but I don't know how you do it.
It seems almost impossible. And then Dave at the Gross, the LA show, told us about the income and commercial real estate boom. So we have commercial real estate boom currently there. Only seven companies keeping the S&P 500 up. Student loan bubble on the horizon. Then we have credit card debt.
Yeah.
It's been a gross mismanagement of GDP fund capital deployment for like the last 30 or 40 years. And no one wants to say anything and act like everything's okay. Even crypto, the entire case of crypto being more valued came from 2007 and 8, the mistrust in the banking system. Then the banks tried to like crush it. It didn't work. Now they want to take over the thing that was the alternative to them after people lost trust. Like, come on, man. Like, we have to do better. We're slowly eroding from the inside. And I know people are going to be like, what? There's nowhere else to go but America. I hear that. But these are the ways that you're going to have to think if you want to be an investor. Because, and Scoop was saying that this, shout out to Fat Man Scoop, he was saying it, like, yo, I wish y'all to listen from the very beginning. This is all stuff he said publicly. He was like, yo, when I got divorced, I had to pay $16,000 a month in alimony. An advisor told him if he had put $16,000 into the market for 5 or 6 years, that'd be $24 million. He was like, I didn't know these things until I came across y'all on this show. I just didn't know. Because in the entertainment business, that's another way that they get us to generate a ton of revenue but give us very little equity and very little money in proportion to what we're actually worth. That's why it feels like when we come on here and we get to talking our shit, it's not used to being done, because most artists or most Black entertainers or Black entrepreneurs are usually pigeonholed because they're not making that much money. And now we're seeing a new revolution where a lot more of us are a little bit financially freer and a lot more financially savvy. And they're trying to stop that as well. So kudos to all of you who have been implementing the advice. Shout out to my man Scoop. I appreciate you. And again, Floyd in that New York show. Great investment advice was given there too. But I think we have to be very mindful of the environment that we're in. But the only way to outpace inflation is to invest. If inflation goes up to 7%, 8%,
yep,
what are you going to do? You have to invest in the greatest companies on earth in order to outpace inflation, which makes you go broke a lot faster.
Yeah, and we are expecting in 2 weeks another rate hike with more to come. So that was, I know they paused in June, which most people are critical. Like, why pause if we know that there's still more to raise? There's more. They said maybe 2 to 3 more rate hikes before 2023 is out. So we're not out the woods by any stretch of the imagination.
Tough.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.